to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada. We are still your 2011 fall collection, but are wearing different dresses. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friends, Dogwater Dick and Musical Nick. We got here with us in the studio today, Merkin, and I'd like to welcome you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, hi. How you doing, everybody?
It's a little different.
Pretty good.
Yeah, a little different. Mixing it up every week.
It's like that.
This week in mixing it up, you mean making it bad. utterly screwing it up. Nice. I love
thank
it.
You. Thanks. Perfect. Well, just no, like every week.
I appreciate that you made the mistake first, and now I'll feel better when I screw something up in a
right?
few minutes.
There you go.
Yeah.
So like I said, we do have Merkin here with us in the studio. We've got Alon, Jeremy, and Dane, who I've been speaking with over the Facebookery. So it's very fine to meet you, sir.
So, fine to meet
let's
you
let's start
well.
With Alon. What do you play so people can hear your voice?
I play guitar and sing.
And Jeremy, what do you play?
I play drums and the fallopian tuba.
Yeah.
I knew you Dane. Were going to say that. Yeah. So predictable.
hey, these guys don't know all my jokes.
Yeah. I think the rest of Reno does, though. I play bass and I sing.
Cool.
Very cool. Now, we've been interested in having you guys on the show for
Power
a long
trio.
Time. I'm glad it's finally come to fruition.
As are
thank
we.
You guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, welcome to the podcast. We talk about all things Reno, all things local. Well, mostly just music. But we do like to, we try to pay attention to what's going on around town. Like, right before the show happened, we had a big scare. We had breaking news.
That was bullshit.
Turned out to be bull-ess. Yeah. If you happen to be watching my Facebook feed on Monday, I posted, "Is the Knit on fire?" Because that's what we heard. And then moments after hitting post, I get the confirmation that, no, they're having a barbecue. So, yeah, I look like I'm a Johnny Journalist. I'm going to get the Pulitzer from this show.
Yeah, my wife, I keep wanting to say girlfriend, but.
Yeah, she said she welcome took, to the club.
She took the WLP canine investigative unit down.
Oh, right.
She walked down with the dog, and she's like, no.
Our canine patrol.
There's no fire. Which is good news since Merkin's playing there this Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Oh, next
29th.
Thursday.
29th. Okay. Good show. You should get there and see it. And after you listen to this show, you'll know why.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about a little current events.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
At least, unfortunately, at the beginning of the show, like to get it out of the way so we can go make fun of other things.
Excellent.
But the air races this past weekend, the first ever tragedy where spectators were killed. Nine people, including
no,
so
it's
far.
Up to 10.
Yeah. Oh, it's up to 10.
Yeah.
Oh, so always so climbing. Always
one
climbing.
Of the, one of the people who was in ICU passed away today.
But all of our hearts go out to the survivors, their families, everybody affected by this tragedy. And we can only hope that the impacts can be minimized. I mean, I don't know if we want to get into a big debate on whether or not we should have the air races or not.
I don't think we need to debate that.
But
we just need to not let geriatrics fly planes in them. You know?
See, that's the thing, too. Everybody keeps standing by. I'm going, no. This guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, you got to imagine, you know, like flying a plane's like driving a car 50 feet in the air.
400 miles an hour.
Right.
Yeah, and you go up so fast, all the blood rushes, you just pass out and bam, you're dead.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of stuff, something about modifications to the plane, and I don't know any about. Yeah, right. Yeah, these are planes. These are World War II era planes, flat out. And they're modifying them.
And World War II veterans.
Right. And, I mean, maybe it should be just they put some rules down that say your wings have to be X inches long.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are.
But I don't
number
know.
Number one rule is don't crash your airplane into people.
That is number one rule of flying a plane. Don't crash into people.
Yeah.
We give that a Oh, healthy ding is not there. You
ding.
Go. Ding. But yeah, no, it would be a shame for the local economy if you know we got rid of one of the money making shows of the year.
It's true.
It is one of the last shows of summer that, hey, let's get all the money we can out of these tourists who book their vacations too late. But still, you know, hey, it does help the local community.
My grandpa was a pilot. You know, he kind of loved that stuff. Yeah. So my grandpa
was a pirate.
You know, if you spend enough money advertising and making a big enough hype about anything, you know, even dog shit, people are going to buy it and take their kids to it.
Well, I hope that theory works on this show, man.
Like the worst little podcast.
It's true.
Ding.
I sell tickets all the time at a grocery store, and people are like, so do you know what this event is? No, I'm sorry, my envelope doesn't explain that to me. I'm selling you the ticket, though.
You should know what
but
it
it's
is.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll bring all my kids to it. I'll take 10 of them.
Would it be face painting?
Yeah. Stripper battles.
Stripper battles.
For the kids.
American Gladiator.
Yeah, American Gladiator stripper battle. Mm-hmm. I like that. I think that's the new fall event.
Should be.
Brought to you by the Worst Little Podcast.
Absolutely. We'll sponsor something.
Yeah. If by sponsor you mean just talk about it.
Right.
Like, I mean,
we'll give you free airtime.
Yeah, that's as good as money.
Airtime. On the internet.
Yeah, because we broadcast to exactly the 5 feet around us.
Excellent.
Anybody within earshot can hear us. But other than that, you can just catch us on the internet machine.
That's right.
Mine is made of wood and powered by steam. I have to crank it in the morning.
More coal!
I always crank it in the morning.
Sexually.
Yes. So let's get on to our weeks, man. What's been going on with you?
Same as ever, man. I'm working hard in my new job, and I don't have time to think for myself, because the minute I go home, if I'm not running straight over here to do the podcast that I love, I'm running straight home to do homework. I have 22 days left with my degree program.
I hate to interrupt, Rory, but is the air conditioner on there?
Yes.
I just pointed
at you. Turn it right behind you? Could you turn that off, Jeremy?
I just heard that wind.
Yeah, everybody listen now.
Everybody
how much better it'll
in.
Sound.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad?
And now we get crickets.
Wow.
And the comfort dropping. Who's doing that?
Human power.
That's amazing.
That was
I'm having a difficult time keeping up with where all the voices are coming from.
Yeah.
Elon looks like the kind of guy who can make a cricket noise.
Well, thank you. You're too
whatever,
kind.
Whatever that
he
means.
He does have a good conscience.
Oh,
so,
a little Disney humor.
Yeah, other than just if working, taking care of the kid in school, I got nothing, man. I have 3 weeks left, and then I can do a whole lot of like hanging out and picking my nose and playing video games.
I heard you got a pass to the Discovery Museum.
Yes, I did. Riku and I went to the Discovery Museum. We took Cheyenne this past weekend for the first time for Shy, second time for us.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's a blast. We ponied up and got the membership. Only $85
for the whole family.
For the whole family,
nice.
Unlimited entrances all year long. And the kicker of it is for the three of us to go in, it was $24.
Right. So you might as well go forever.
Yeah, you go three, four times, it pays for itself. And I can easily see through the winter this being a every other weekend because there's nothing else to do because it's cold outside kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, people, go check out the Terry Lee Wells Discovery Museum on Center Street. It's a fantastic new resource in town, and I really recommend everybody go there and take your kids. You know, 16 might be a little old, but I dig on it. Like, 21-year-old stoners, you will like making things. Trust me.
That's funny. Okay.
What about you? What do you?
You're
far more exciting than me, Nick. You're in like 10 bands.
This week was kind of exciting for me. I had some crazy shit happen. Let's see. First off, Monday was great with the podcast with Del Mar. Those guys were fucking funny. Good rockin' Reno stuff. And then I think I went to the bar Tuesday with my wife for a walktail with the dog, you know, where we walk down there,
walk back,
you know. And that was
tail. That's so.
Oh yeah,
gay,
I wasn't
dude.
Even going to talk about that. Never mind. But anyway, I love my frisbee dog who goes on walktails with me. So that was neat. And then Wednesday I saw Miracle Drugs with my doppelganger Z28s and the elected officials. They're from New Mexico, and doppelganger was from Indiana.
Yeah. They know good Zach show, from back in the day, I think.
That was a great show. Kudos to Zach for putting that one on. Without the sound man, without Mike. I don't think Mike's doing sound over there anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no way.
So, oh, well, that changes things. Bail?
It does change things.
Is there bad blood?
You might have to do your
own. Is there a terrible story?
I have no idea.
Hey, we're not supposed
to. I want there to be drama.
We can't gossip on the podcast, Rick, because somebody might get shot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh boy. So then that bummer. So then later on the week in Friday I played at Songwriters in the Round show. That was really cool. That was a really cool thing.
Did you have
thing
a good turnout for that?
Good for the studio on 4th. Like if we were at the Knitting Factory, there just seemed like nobody there, but yeah, I was like,
Studio on 4th was packed.
40 people at Studio on 4th, you know.
But then, no, that's part of why I like that room.
It was nice and
intimate.
It's intimate,
you know, you get a small crowd, and it's feels good.
It was a good show. You know, we trade off, five solo performers trade off, and everybody, you could tell how different everybody's style of writing songs is.
Did you guys play on top of each other's songs? Isn't that the idea that's supposed to happen?
A little bit, especially in the beginning when we were tuning up. It was like an orchestra.
During the tuning.
It was trippy, tuning up like orchestra.
Tuning
just
that doesn't count.
Right. Somebody be jamming one thing and people join in. But then when we did the show, people kind of, very little. I played some Shakers and shit like that, you know.
You can't fuck that up.
Yeah.
With the Porta Subs band.
Play Shakers.
Yeah. You watch TV.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty fun. You guys ever play Studio on 4th? I think you have.
Yeah. We played several times.
Oh, yeah. We have lineage with that place.
Yes. Is that something we shouldn't talk about unless somebody else
gets shot? No. Our good friend Rusty and Christian run that place.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Merkin has actually never had a decent show there because we get too hammered and we don't show up in time enough to set up.
They tend to feed us lots of booze there.
Yeah. No, nothing
but
against.
We get to drink free there.
Nothing against Rusty and Christian, but they don't have floor monitors there.
He's a little bit high.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. So I was really high myself off of that show and some whiskey.
Certainly not off
and
drugs.
I got one of those, they have those bike rides now, the bike taxis downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun. I took a bike taxi over to Jubb's. And
hell yeah.
After the show there, we had my guitar, so then we just played past
how
the guitar.
How much are those bike taxis?
It's like $10 to go anywhere out of seeing distance for them.
Yeah, if you can see it, it's about $5. Yeah. If you can, it's going to be...
That's not bad.
Mine was short enough for $5. No, I was like, how much do you want? He's all, whatever, man.
What if you said, like,
whatever, man?
Yeah.
What's his name? The guy, Rex? Cool.
Yeah, they...
Said Sparks, that'd be $10?
No.
He'd laugh. He'd probably tell you no.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I can do it in half an hour myself.
Drive you to the freeway and drop you off.
I don't know if they allow rickshaw on the freeway.
So that was kind of exciting and fun. And the next day, Maya was sick that night too, so she didn't get to go to that. Next day, she's still sick and can't go to the Daisy and Eric's barbecue pizza,
which
was
we totally
fucking
jumped
awesome.
Out on.
Yeah. That was totally cool. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I know Eric listens every week.
Eric and Daisy.
Candy Shop practice was rad. Very good.
Oh, Candy Shop's booked on this show.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
But maybe. Don't want to give anything away. But yeah. I've arranged with the other bandmates.
Like getting close to 8 or 9 songs now. It's cool. And Hella Practice was good, even though I didn't really want to do it. But then when we did it, I was happy we did it. It was good. And my friend Diana and it told me that downtown at the Good Luck Macbeth Theater, they're having auditions for
you said something about a play.
Yeah,
what's this play business?
1940s
Nicholas?
Radio Christmas show.
Ooh.
So,
like with like galloping horses with coconuts.
Yeah.
Rad.
The play's all about them doing a radio show.
But you have to do
a
radio
carol.
Show, right?
Right. So it's all the plays about backstage and not the Christmas Carol play they do. Oh. But you know what I mean?
Right. But do you do any of it? Like the sound effect-y stuff?
I don't know yet.
Oh, man.
Pretend we're in a faraway place.
I think I get called back on Sunday or something.
Cool.
If I do.
Well, good luck. Well, break a leg at Good Luck Macbeth.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'll be
Let's all whistle.
Be like some old-timey 40 guy, you know? Talk really fast. You know?
Hey, see here now.
Yeah, see here. Yeah. That guy.
Why, see, I ought to pound Dam. You.
Yeah. It'll be fun if I can get it.
That's very
anyway,
cool.
So that was pretty much my week in a nutshell. Yeah.
It's a pretty, hear about your childhood.
Right, that's a pretty big effing nutshell.
Yeah.
Dane with 10 points before the quiz even starts.
Every week I come in and bore these guys with every detail of my week. You know?
I saw a
did you feel bad playing back here?
UFO.
Do we need to roll back and go to like this one time Burning Man stories?
How many bowel movements did you take this week?
Burning Man gets the wind. The wind on the playa.
I still have some good ones.
I know you do.
I could jump to the really good ones.
But we should take a turn and look to our guests here.
Yeah, it'd be a good time for murkiness.
Yeah, I think we should have some murkiness.
I concur.
Do you guys want to like chat a little more or it's get like to
perfect.
A song?
I don't know. I think I'm done with the chatting.
Yeah, done with the chatting. Chat? Yeah, let's let's hear some music.
You want to go live off the bat first,
or do you want to hear a song from your upcoming release?
You got it. Yeah, we can do that.
Did you just get it in the email?
Dude, I didn't even think to check that. Yeah. Everybody, talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
So maybe we just go live this
time. Maybe we should just go live and by next break, okay. Rick will have that word.
Because it's 7:20 now, and they're saying 7:30 you'll be here. So,
yeah.
Or, just kidding, it's a mysterious time
Which one we
in
play?
The past.
It's noon.
Incestuous bunch. 2, 3, 4. Like baby, hey, now I got game with those.
some cool music, man.
Well, just so you know, our real shows are all are electric.
Electric.
I love it.
And eclectic.
Dude, Dane, you are a contradiction, man. Because, like, I don't know, to observe you, you're so low energy and laid back. But then you're, like, almost the most talkative of the three. Mm-hmm. And then you put a microphone and a bass in your hands, and you're this powerhouse of energy and bringing it.
Yeah.
And
passion,
I
man.
Focus it.
Yeah.
I build it up and then I focus it.
I could learn something from that. I have a whole lot of brain to face itis.
It's cool. Did you listen, like, you sound like a little like the guy from Queens, and like Jim Morrison's in there too or something.
Yeah.
We've gotten that before.
I don't really care for either of them.
You're just original, man. Hell of an original. Definitely.
Badass.
That's power.
Thank you.
So how long have you guys been playing in town? You guys started while I lived in Louisiana, so I'm not exactly sure when that was.
Jeremy and
3 years.
3 years.
In 3 months, it'll be 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
2008, I walked into his bar with the fake ID.
and then told me that he thought the girl at the bar was really hot, and I was like, that's my daughter, man.
And anyways, he had a drum set in the basement and a bass guitar and an amp
in the basement of the bar. So we
and the name of said bar, or is this still the bar that's happening, or is this a different bar?
No, this is the bar. Yeah, the Strega.
Give
Strega.
Yourself a plug. That's I'm fishing here.
I own Strega and Alain Berton. He tends bar there as well.
Right so, on?
Yeah.
Good to know.
It's a little family affair.
Cool, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah, we met down there, and then he worked next door. Alan worked next door at the Chevron, feeding us burritos.
Using my
cigarettes.
Slave name on air.
Oh, sorry. Slave.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry,
you were working at 7-Eleven, so
no,
you were a slave.
I was working at Chevron.
Or Chevron. Whatever. You were a slave.
It's one step up from 7-Eleven, you know. We get nicer shirts.
He's not bragging, though.
They're white.
Yeah, and they're button up, you know. It's pretty fancy.
Yeah, they give them red shirts over at 7-Eleven. So,
oh, yeah.
So that the blood stains wash
red,
out easy.
Yeah, red's my
hey!
Favorite color.
Oh. That was awful.
Ba-dum-psh.
Or you know, don't have to wash them.
Yeah, it's Slurpee stains.
Right. Slurpee.
Yeah, so I met these guys working at the Chevron next to the bar, and I moved from Portland out here, and within a couple days met Jeremy. And
Are you from up there?
No, I'm originally from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Just been traveling around most of my life, but
started in the Midwest myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Missouri. Thing. Missouri. Yeah, misery. The place
definitely.
Sucks.
Yeah. Love y'all, my friends who might be listening.
Yeah. No. I mean, the people are great.
But no, they're not. the people are who I needed to get 2,000 miles away from. All the rest
Absolutely.
Of it's actually pretty nice.
You know what? The people that moved away from the Midwest, I like those people. I meet them all the time. But going back there, you know, it's just...
A lot of them end up in this town.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Notice that.
Refugees from the Midwest and Florida.
Yeah. So anyway, I met these guys, and they were playing as a two-piece for a while.
Too.
Yeah, they're bastards. No, they were like, we don't want a guitarist. Yeah. Guitars are for fucking idiots. And
we just couldn't find the right one.
You can say fags.
The right prima donna fag.
Yeah,
I remember when you guys...
Yeah, you're right, because fag is a synonym for idiot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that was Rick. That was Rick.
Yeah, that was the actual fag.
Oh, okay.
Time to kill. Watch it.
So, yeah, when I remember you guys played a bunch of Mariana Keys and stuff as two-piece.
Yep.
And then when you switched over... to three-piece, at first I was just all, man, I kind of just like bass and drums, you know? But then after I heard what you guys were doing with it, I was like, oh, that just thickens it up. It's all intricate and bright.
Yeah, Alan was the perfect fit for this because, I mean, most other guitar players didn't really get what we were doing, and they were trying to make the songs completely different.
No, they didn't add, and they didn't, I mean, not only did they not add, but they just took it away. A lot of them.
No, and honestly, like, and I mean this as a genuine compliment. Not another band in town sounds like you guys.
Thank you.
You know, and that's, you know, yeah, yeah.
We do that on purpose.
Yeah. And that can sometimes work out against you, but in your case, it definitely is working out in your favor. Because you got,
we started
guys
out
obviously
as a pirate band, actually.
Covering Rolling Stones.
Covering Rolling Stones. And it just grew from there organically.
Are you pulling my leg?
Yeah.
Are you
serious? Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
totally
yeah.
serious.
Well, when they got started,
I mean, I could kind of hear that.
Oh, God, no.
Pirate was
we
huge
the
when
Rolling
they got
Stones.
Started.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we first started, man, we played with 3 pirate bands here.
Yep. Yeah, they were everywhere. You couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a pirate band. Yeah.
So there's still a couple of them left.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have like a whole clique, the Reno
pirate
punks. Pirate
band war of attrition.
Guys. Yeah, we should get them on boats or something, or flatbeds like that look like boats.
And race around town playing music.
Yeah. We'll dress up like ninjas and fight them.
That's how they should go out. Anywho, that's fucking awesome, dude. I really like that live song that you played.
Thanks,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
It was
that's
really
some of the
good.
New stuff that's coming, man. We
it's actually our newest song right there.
No, our newest.
Well, oh, yeah, it's our second,
that's our
to
second
newest.
Newest one.
Nice.
We just keep pumping them out.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get an album out before we write a whole nother one, but it's looking like...
We already got half an album already written, and our other album's already been recorded, so...
Oh, I got you. Okay, so you're still working on like pushing a baby out and getting impregnated again.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a good.
It almost costs just as much money.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
We do have a Prego fetish.
I'm just sick of telling our fans. look forward to the album coming out in said month because. We have no idea.
Keeps getting pushed back. Yeah. You know.
It's been a year now. It'll probably be another year.
Look for it for the Christmas season 2011.
Well, shit. Maybe we should check some of that shit out.
Yeah.
You got some?
Well, I just want to say we'll have one of our fine sponsors bring this song to everybody.
Okay, so perhaps we should begin with a commercial?
Yeah.
Commercial break.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm gonna get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo, loser tested, mother approved.
Nice.
Yeah. So this
Stingray.
This next Merkin song brought to you by Stingray Tattoo
and Merkin.
Next to me, I'm the only one I'll ever
Look for that on an upcoming CD.
Motherfucker.
Damn it, where's my button?
What's that one called?
There we go.
That's Only Me. That's
Only Me. It's a very selfish song.
It's rather solipsistic.
Solipsistic.
Hey, that's fantastic, because really, there is no such thing as altruism, only selfishness. And there's beauty in that.
Yeah.
There is.
As long as you know it.
Right. Yeah. As long as you're not trying to hide it and
you
be
just
fake
have to
about
focus
it.
Your well, selfish
I'm in,
energy.
And
in the right way.
That's why I have a fake radio show.
That's why we have a fake band.
No, man, you guys have actual talent.
Man,
there's only one
beard.
Other person besides yourselves in the room who could say that. And it's not me.
Oh.
So.
It must be Nick, then.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
That's a little secret.
You have
compliment.
Talent, dude. You're a great poet. You're a great showman, too, like, you know?
And a great like dresser.
Love thank you, sir.
That's the most important part.
The I'm not wearing, I, grow up, I, be
I am not
like
wearing
you.
my bow tie or vest today, so...
No, nope, just
yeah, good
so
I am, choice, stupid.
Yeah, so I am just completely naked here in the studio.
Thanks, Cody. We do have Cody with us. Wow.
Right, yeah. Cody's always
yeah. Yeah, good choice, yeah. Stupid.
We got
you
Penny?
Dumb fucking Swede.
Oh,
where's Penny?
My, I got, that's not Penny at all.
We should,
there's
we should
Penny.
Start a... We should start a drinking game here. Every every sound effect will pound the beer.
There you go.
Well, we'll have you fun.
Falling down.
Oh, shit.
Dude, my
I
thing
dare
it
you.
Might be a bad idea.
There we go. My thing isn't working.
Would you mind explaining it to me?
Perfect.
So, Merkin.
Yes.
Merkin. Mm-hmm. Or no, there's only three Merkins there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw,
you're
saw
Merkin on the Facebook.
Merkin, Merkin. Yeah, because it's like, you know, if people don't remember Merkin, they'll remember Merkin.
How could you forget?
It is such a lovely word to say.
I like the sound of it.
I've been wanting to tell you guys that since I first saw it on Facebook. Ah, what a great name for a band, Merkin.
Is it?
It's fun to say.
Is it on your dirty spelling bee?
It is. It is on the word list of my dirty spelling bee. Oh,
it isn't M-I, it's M-E, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. M-E-R.
You guys checked before you put that in your name, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But it gets spelled on misspelled on flyers, huh?
And for those of you who...
Or we're the family of the Mer people.
In the beginning.
The Merkin.
We're proud to be Merkin. God damn it.
Proud to be Merkin.
Merkin.
Oh, that's with an M-U-R-R, I believe.
Mm. No,
Merkin.
Mermaid. Merman.
Oh, come on. Rednecks don't know how to spell
it. Yeah,
right. M-U-R-R. Merkin.
Yeah,
that's Merkin. What it sounds like to me.
Yep. Throw them dishes in the washing machine.
Washing.
Oh, dude. That's something that's big in the Missouri.
Yeah, it's a
and,
Midwest thing.
I remember the first day I came home from school and I said, wash. Oh, my teacher told me to wash my hands. My mom just spun on me. What did you say? Wash my hands? And you say it that way every time.
That's a good mommy.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Oh, yeah. Do they say wrench, too? Like, wrench them off? You know,
ranch them.
I got to wrench my hands off. I gotta,
yeah,
got sticky.
No, but anything OR is pronounced AR. Like sitting on the corner of Highway Farty Far and Farty, eating with my carn with a fark.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, dude.
Sounds a little Amish.
Gee, I just hate slight differences in people.
I know. They suck. It makes them worse human beings.
When they're slightly not like me. You
yeah,
know,
originality
those little
is
subtle
just
differences.
Bullshit.
Fuck them all to hell, really. Yeah.
Could be worse. It could be from Baltimore.
No, I don't hate them. They're just stupid.
Maybe you sound funny to me, dear. Maybe the way you talk funny.
I don't sound stupid. I just flat out am. So...
Well, at least you can admit it, Derek.
But I fake it, and I sound intelligent. Because really, the difference between knowing how to do
that?
Something and pretending you know how to do it is simply level of execution.
No.
That's really the only difference.
I'd say that's a good point. But
you can do anything you put your mind to, Roy. Don't you forget it.
I can fly to the moon. I might just crash, but I can try.
No, the aliens won't allow that.
Well, that's why I'll crash.
Float around in space forever.
You know, I knew this guy in Louisiana who I got to know for a while.
Like Timothy
Leary. He worked on rigs. He was an electrical guy, and got to
he worked
out
on rigs.
Him.
You mean he was into heroin?
Yeah, yeah, totally. He made custom rigs.
Gross.
No, nice. No, I mean like oil rigs and stuff, and he did like telecommunication stuff. And
it's worse than heroin.
You know, we got to hang out, start to talking, And he starts pulling up all these videos for me on YouTube about how there's no way humans could survive in space because it's not like there's no air. It's a toxic substance in between all the planets. And we've never been to the moon. We've never even been out of our atmosphere because it's too thick.
Hmm.
Higher atmospheres get thicker.
Oh.
Atmospheres.
Atmospheres.
Shit, yeah, dog.
See, now that I'm talking about being back in Louisiana, yeah. I'm picking that back up again.
Back up in the atmosphere.
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 No, and yeah, he definitely believed in the JFK was, killed by the CIA conspiracy.
Well that's
yeah.
actually true.
That is true.
He actually believed that JFK, I mean, you know, come on.
Everybody knows
he rose from the dead 3 days later and cursed Richard Nixon.
And Enoch with his body and everything to the heavens. Yes, we all went to school. Come on.
Back and to the left. Yes, right. I took Bill Hicks 101.
Excellent. Everyone should.
Absolutely.
Should be mandatory.
The Apollo landing was in a hangar.
Oh, yeah. Well, Stanley Kubrick filmed it.
Yeah, his wife said so.
And there's released documents. With CIA
and what's with the
documents.
Shadows on the rocks and the flag blowing?
Right. Yeah, there's multiple shadows. You know, the rocks are all
they
different ways.
They put that face there as a joke, too, to fuck with people.
Burying dinosaur
and it worked.
Bones with their time machine.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, that was Satan, actually.
That did that to trick everybody.
No,
yeah.
No, it's
our government
CIA
would never do
machines.
Anything bad to us.
Yeah, dude, they love us.
Never,
there's a killer
ever,
whale
ever.
Out there.
They love us.
There's a killer whale out there?
Up on the moon. There's a killer whale on the moon.
We should go whaling.
I heard about the monkey that they sent up.
Go whaling on the moon. Carry our harpoons. But there ain't no whales.
Just kidding. That was South Park. I'm just a dork.
I love that.
Yeah, I went all Futurama.
That's a good episode.
Yep. TV's fun.
Yeah.
Not really.
No longer have TV.
That's a good thing.
Fully.
That's good.
I fully just have...
Did you finally throw something through the screen? Or
video game consoles and the Netflix.
Those are just as bad.
You threw your Xbox through your TV?
No. I just told Charter to eat my ass. I just wanted internet.
That's
they were
hot.
Already eating your ass when you told them to.
Yeah.
Sexually.
And you liked it. You were just like,
no, it was,
all right, Charter,
it was
can you
uncomfortable
stop eating my ass
and
now?
Scratchy, and yeah. I think I was getting a rash.
Yeah, they need to shave.
I got a fucking rash, man. I got a fucking rash.
Wow, the quiz is going to be fun.
Yeah. I was just turning to that.
Oh, shit.
These guys
Oh,
are,
yeah, what time is it?
Potty mouth.
It's late.
Is it quiz time?
Do you think it's quiz time?
Yeah, it's potty time.
Let's do a quiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you once again to the worst little quiz in the world. This week's contestants are Alon, Jeremy, and Dane from Merkin. Boys, I have a series of questions I'm going to ask you. And I'm going to get your answers on each of them. If I
Who are you calling boy?
Find the damn thing. I'm an old man here. I'm turning 38.
Wow.
No, I just thought it was kind of racist.
Yeah,
That's a little
racist. First Dane uses my slave name.
Well,
we forgot to tell everybody
it's not like
that Merkin is black.
Just at heart.
Oh, damn it. Where's my quiz?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, pop quiz.
Is that the first question?
No, that is not the first question.
Okay, I got a question for you.
You are a shit-eating mongoloid.
I am a shitty podcast host. Really, my quiz seems to...
Your dog ate your
Perhaps
quiz.
You should have the random
quiz.
Ah,
here it is.
Oh, you found it.
All right, well, Rick, did you have a quiz question?
No.
Throw a
question
out.
How about even...
Off the top of my head?
Even or front?
Oh, okay.
Even or front? All
right, I have a series of questions. You can pick the even-numbered ones or the front half.
Let's go with...
even.
Even. Decisive even. Dane.
Nice.
Even Steven.
Do it.
All right, even numbers. We'll start with you, Dane.
All right.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who would you cannibalize first?
Each and every one of them.
Ooh,
at the same time.
That's a first.
Wow, nobody's
good
ever
answer.
Said it.
Yeah.
We're all dumbfounded.
Jeremy?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
Same question.
Oh, probably my lover, because I'm in the He-Man Wombing Hangs Club right now.
Ah, all right. Yeah. All right. Get you some points there, and Alon.
What were the options?
Lover, mother, or brother?
Well, I don't have a brother, and my lover and mother are the same, so...
extra points on that question.
Super creepy. Right.
I am from Ohio.
where the family trees are short and branchless. Yes.
Mommy, wife, what are we doing tonight?
I don't know, Uncle Daddy.
Mommy, why do I have three arms? Dane, who is the celebrity you would ruin a relationship to be with? Male or female?
Oh, wow.
So the whole range, you can pick either. This will be telling.
No animals.
Get me a animal.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Biebs.
Is he of age yet?
No, that's the point.
Yeah, that is so
hot. Makes it so much hotter.
And that would ruin a relationship, I believe.
It'd ruin his career,
several.
Too.
Jeremy.
Oh.
Because are you happily wed?
Not even a little bit.
Are you currently tied up? Or are you a man about town?
You're just banging everything that comes in the door, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're like a toilet seat?
For the record, we all are.
Getting every ass in town?
Who would it be? Probably Oscar the Grouch. Yeah.
Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
That is the first Muppet.
Does that mean I'm a puppet away from getting lucky?
I like fuck puppets, man.
Yeah. Plus, Oscar always has blue balls, so, you know, you gotta.
Merkin is dirty.
Are they, dare I say, as dirty as us?
Yeah, they fit
probably.
Right in.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Awesome.
You should come out and hang out at Strega for just one night.
I should come out and hang out at Strega.
I did. It was a spectacle.
Yeah.
Spectacular or
a little of both.
Spectacles.
Yeah, there was shirtless drunkenness. It was amazing.
Oh, and that's always your go-to.
Oh, dude,
that's a great picture, shirtless drunkenness.
I told you to put your shirt back on, man.
Why do you think we kicked you out?
Alon.
Oh, okay. Celebrity I would ruin a relationship for?
Living or dead.
Oh, yeah. So necrophilia, huh?
Well, or you could give us
that sounds good to me.
You could give us, you know, Barbara Streisand back in the day, or as she is now.
Yeah,
implying that she's dead.
You can.
I would have said dead Justin Bieber if I.
Oh, man.
I'll give you an extra point there.
Oh,
one
getting extra points here.
Just one extra.
It's kind of bullshit.
You'll get the full range of points. Since he was after.
I always wanted to fuck Hunter S. Thompson, so I guess I'd have to go with Johnny Depp.
Bill Murray. Are you sure he's gay?
No, go
with Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Bill Murray. Where the Buffaloes roam. Yeah. That's definitely better. Or, well, dead people, like Peter Boyle. Peter Boyle's funny. And I look for somebody who makes me laugh. You know?
Who's on the Ritz?
It's a good one.
All right. All right. You get.
I think Peter Boyle would bust your
ass, dude. So any number of dead,
dead funny
homosexual.
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah. Oh, Oscar Wilde would be great in bed. You know it.
Well, he was a whore. Are you kidding?
He was. I think he had two different kinds of syphilis. He made his own.
They named one after him.
Yeah.
The regular kind and the 24-hour kind.
What's the difference, Rick?
I
was waiting for a funny punchline.
Oh,
all right.
Shit.
All right, these will be some rapid-fire questions for each of you.
Oh.
Blind or deaf?
Both.
Okay, so Helen Keller. Elvis or the Beatles?
Both.
Both or the Stones?
Okay, you got me there. The Beatles.
Absolutely the Beatles.
Yeah.
Stones
suck.
Yeah, Stones suck.
All right.
And Elvis was a fucking thief.
Yeah, Elvis was a thief.
Oh, well,
I was just going with the flow.
Sorry, I didn't know you loved the king.
No, just that question, I score subjectively.
Oh.
I love Elvis pinball.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Big fan of watching people play it, not a big fan of playing it.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Oh, definitely blind.
Blind.
Yeah.
So I just said
we couldn't do what we do.
Be a blind. Yeah. We can't all
that's
be three legged
like
blind,
you know?
Willie.
That's just such
music.
An obvious question
blind
for a musician. I can't even believe you asked it.
Yeah. I'd rather be constipated.
Fine. AIDS or cancer?
Oh, nice.
Cancer.
cancer as long as it's the kind that can get cut out.
that isn't part of it.
Are we talking Magic Johnson AIDS or like real exactly. people AIDS?
Rich people AIDS or real people yeah. AIDS? Gotcha.
I think I'd probably go with the combo, you know?
Really?
Just for pity
combo.
Points.
All right. Wow. Strong answers here. Strong answers. And finally, gay or ginger?
Oh, shit.
Well, and you are a ginger, sir.
I'm half of both, you know.
We call him Ginger Christ Superstar.
I tried to lose my virginity to Jesus Christ Superstar.
Did you?
Didn't work out real well. She was pretty Christian. That was kind of my hook. Playing
it's kind
a little
of
like. Yeah, you'd think
kind
it would
of a
be
goofy
an,
idea.
You'd think it would be something. Yeah,
dude,
you know, I'm gonna
Christian
put on the mood music.
Easy,
I'm gonna put
know.
On Nine Inch Nails. No, I'm gonna pop in a little Jesus Christ Superstar. And about halfway through getting her bra off, she said, you know, this music's making me really uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's the big pointy hats. Girls don't like that. It's ridiculous.
And it kept slipping down over her head, too.
Oh, she's wearing one.
Put this on.
What's that?
You're like, put this on. Right. Put the music on. She's like, I'm kind of uncomfortable.
Now ask me to say confession.
I've been a bad all right, boy,
so
father.
Gay or ginger?
I'm more of a Marianne guy.
Okay.
Oh.
Gay?
Wait, would I rather be gay or ginger?
Yes.
Well, gay, obviously. Hey. I value my soul.
Yeah, the time
we know gay people don't have souls either.
It hasn't been proven.
We've missed Kick a Ginger Day, but Christmas time is coming up, and that is the worst time of year for ginger, because that's when Santa's elves come to hunt them down.
For the cookies.
Exactly.
I always took that question as, who'd you do?
Oh,
a gay or a ginger? No, yeah. Which would you rather be? Like deaf or blind?
Right.
Gay or ginger?
Okay.
I always thought they were all who'd you rather do.
So I'd be a gay, kidding. Blind, ginger.
He's not a full-on fucker. Ginger because his freckles are all underneath his shirt line.
Yeah. I had most of them removed.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Question 8. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Where did you lose your virginity, Jeremy? Who's drinking a beer right as I ask?
In the bedroom above my parents' room.
Ooh, were your parents in their bedroom?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
it was a 23-year-old woman who had a kid. And
wow.
I was 15, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
No, more dings. That's what I wanted. Yeah, that's a superb answer. That's like a 500-pointer.
That's like a Los Pistolero answer.
Yeah, yeah, that's as good as Andy's. let's go with Dane now.
I think the first girl I fucked was... I don't remember, man. I really don't.
He's still
you
a virgin.
You don't know
remember.
Where you...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm still a virgin. I think...
That's she's in Canada,
in
man.
In my mind, it's between...
Notice he said it was the first girl he fucked.
Yeah.
That was not the question.
It's between three different events in my mind. One of them was in the park outside of middle school. The other was at
but
my
he busted
parents'
a nut
house.
Before he got in, so...
Such was the fashion in the day.
Because you were there with him?
Absolutely.
Taking pictures?
It was just us.
Your name was Alana back then?
Still is on every other Thursday.
So beyond being deflowered by Dane, where did you lose your virginity?
It was in the church youth group.
That's a good answer as well.
Like during the church youth, while they were all meeting?
No,
like...
I did finger the girl during sermon, sitting in the pew.
Wow.
Before, and then after church, because
sacrilege gets you points.
Oh, yeah. it was after after church was out, and I was in the church band, so... I stuck around to clean things up, and my new girlfriend stuck around. And we actually got walked in on by one of the younger teens. It's a little awkward. It was afterward. You know, she only had her tits out, so.
Jesus died for your sins.
No eye contact.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good hit.
Rick. There goes the quiz on the floor. All right.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Manscaped or all natural?
Oh, all natural, baby.
Is that Elon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Rick,
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, he's trying to get his mental image fixed.
I can't shave the fire.
The fire down below.
That's where my power lies.
He's actually insecure and wears a merkin. It's brown.
The secret's out.
On me or the chick?
Good. Hey, you know what? I like me
a bald
choice,
taco, man.
Player's
choice. He said manscaped.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about yourself, but
I like to trim up a little bit. Makes the old Johnson look bigger.
Yeah. Right.
Plus, he's a very hairy bastard.
But not an ice skating rink, more of a ball, a putting green.
Yeah.
Right. That thought never crosses my mind.
All right, so we'll go with the natural.
Dane's naturally hairless.
Yeah, he's kind of a hairless twink.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even have armpit hair.
Hey, he has
two of them.
I'm like an Indian, dude.
I grow like four nipple hairs native. That like get like 10 feet long and attack people.
So. I think I need another beer.
Yeah, Jeremy, Beer Allen. I mean, Alain Baton from the Salon of Milan, drinking Bourbon.
Skeleton.
I see you've practiced that line.
With Extevion.
Oh.
Extevion, we've had him.
Extevion,
he's a good friend.
One of our favorite people in our second favorite Reno band.
Yeah, such a great mind, and he's always surrounded himself.
He's always
with
getting drunk with us, too.
Yeah. He's at the bar every day, every night.
Well, no. I would see him more often if I came
there.
In
you there you go. Again.
I would probably see a lot of people I knew if I came into your
bar.
Yes,
you probably
absolutely
would.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Me too. And it's close to my house. I should do that.
Our final question. Confess a sin.
Wow.
That you may or may not have already confessed.
A sin. Wow.
Like a straight up old school against the
You're
Ten
taking me back to Bible
sin.
College, dude. What the fuck?
College.
Yeah, Bible college.
Wow. See, I just was an altar boy until I was 17.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I became an atheist in Bible college. So it was
Jesuit.
It'll do that to you.
Jesuit high school, same for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You were going to be a Jesuit priest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Rosicrucian?
Rosicrucian?
Rosicrucian? A sin.
Well, you're an atheist.
Yeah.
That would be a sin.
I think that's one of the deadliest
sins. The first three.
I don't think I've really ever sinned. Pretty sure.
Good answer.
Pretty sure. I'm a righteous
Now, don't cup out and use the same answer.
No, and guess if you believed in that shit.
Oh, he upper decked these guys once? You know,
yeah. An upper decker. That is a good sin.
That is a deadly sin.
Although venial.
But.
No, I was going to say the fact that I hate religion in general is probably pretty good sin.
That is a fair amount of sin in that.
One time I saw a girl and she was really hot and I had unpure thoughts.
Quite a big one.
Well, in my capacity as a reverend of the Church of Radcliffe, established circa 1998, I forgive you of your sin.
I don't.
Go forth into the world.
I can't.
And know thine enemy. And the best
so
way
bad.
To know thine enemy is to do
myself.
Some more sinning. So that's clear. You got
to
put more sin on
Jesus died for your sins.
Plate.
Get to sinning, buddy.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, get his money's worth.
All right. So final scores. Let's see. Dane, we've got you.
I'm a really sore loser.
With
right?
a nice fat score of 700 points.
Whoa.
Awesome.
Pretty good.
Let's start with the loser, though.
No, unfortunately, no. Coming in third place, we got Alon with merely, 635 points.
I think you asked them an extra question, though.
Did we?
Yeah, I didn't get
no.
one. Yeah, you guys.
No. Cheat. You just lost because you're
cheater.
A ginger.
Well, look, I'm out of here.
Well, this is really important. We should really fix this.
Yeah. All right, I'll ask you another question.
I demand a recount.
Just you.
Well,
just you. Do an impression.
Seriously, guys, you gotta perfect the art of being a dick.
Huh? That's like a negative 30.
That's murder face.
Oh, that's good. Metalocalypse.
Mark Hamill,
negative
actually.
30.
Yeah, you guys.
Nobody wanted you to bring Mark Hamill into this.
I bring Mark Hamill everywhere.
It actually was a pretty good murder face.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, if that show were any good, that would have been
still,
awesome.
Wow, that show's awesome.
You're still in third place.
I think it's awesome.
And then putting up the big score with 910 points, we have Jeremy.
Wow.
So
just because he's a sexual deviant.
Yes.
you should have been more promiscuous with your answers.
So you should definitely go check out this Deviant's Bar any night of the week. He might be there, and
he's most likely debauching.
Debauching, yes, we like debauching.
Strega's on Sierra Street, right?
Arlington.
No, it's on Arlington. 310 South Arlington, in between Ridge and Liberty.
Top of the hill, right by the bridge.
So, can we get another song in here before the end of the show?
Do you guys have a preference between Strangers and Tomorrow?
Can we do one off the album? Because I really got to go pee.
We're
going to play one.
Strangers or Tomorrow? What do you think?
I think we should play one.
I like...
play one without him?
I like Strangers.
Anything you want to say about it?
About it. Should we play another one? Let's
pee and get beer, and then you can play.
Jeremy, he doesn't even have his drums. Bust out his fiddle. How about we record him pissing, and then we'll play a song.
What?
We're like 50 minutes or something.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. All right. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back, have another live song, and close the show.
Okay.
Go
ahead and play Strangers.
There's no connection. Well, they all keep their heads down, they're all pretending, ever blending. See your shadows hand down. There's nothing in their eyes, the strangers passing by. World's in black and white for the strangers. Turned out the lights of the strangers passing by. Lock the doors to light the strangers passing by. There's no redemption, a missing outlet. Instead of fraying, just another face in the crowd. Oh, there's nothing in their eyes, the strangers passing by. The world's in black and white for the strangers passing by. Who turned out the lights on the strangers passing by? Lock the door to light the strangers passing by. We'll be right back.
pretty awesome. I added, yeah, those. The applause was mine. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I thought it was a little.
I was faked out by the ending and hit it a little early.
Oh, no.
I thought there were little people here.
Little people.
No, I thought we were going to have a talk with the engineer.
We didn't ask for
taking creative rights a little farther, you know.
Wouldn't be the first.
that was awesome. Yeah. It was jazzy and really, you guys harmonize really well together in that like kind of Gregorian chant way that is quite enjoyable.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
So let's plug some stuff here. You guys have a website.
Yeah, merkinband.com.
And a Facebook page, of course.
We are definitely on the face space.
Do you do the Twitter machine?
Oh, we do not twit around.
Yeah. It is a giant pain in the ass.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I've never really tried it, but it seems like it.
I mean, it's texting with...
Yeah, I hate texting.
The world. With like a billion other people.
Yeah, if you've read 1984,
there was someone to do this for us. I fucking hate the internet.
Well, you know, let's talk about that after the show. I do freelance social media stuff.
I know you do.
We'll talk.
I'll be your tweet twat.
Oh yeah, you twatter tweeters.
TWAT, the best tea in the skies.
Twat.
Let's see. Upcoming shows. Next Thursday,
Knitting
you were mentioning
Factory. No, that's the 29th.
The 29th.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This Thursday, we're playing at Ye Olde Bridge Pub B.
Okay, yeah, and this should be out a day or two before, so go check that out, folks. Ye Olde Bridge Pub.
Oh, that's right.
That's
the river for
21st?
22nd?
22nd. 22nd.
We'd rather you come out to the Knitting Factory show, if at all possible.
Also, if you come to the Knit show... If you bring your ticket stub to Strega for the after party, you get a free PBR.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Sounds like a...
And a possible hand job.
Right there.
Happy endings at Strega.
Yeah, and everybody's going to take off their shirts.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Except for fat people. We hate fat people.
We are fattists.
my wife was recently accused of being a fattist, and at first she was like, well, no, I'm not... Oh, wait, yeah, I am. And, there's lots to love about lots of people. Over the last weekend, I roasted a buddy of mine who is of larger girth.
Was he delicious?
And, he's the kind of guy that is late for work a lot because when he's trying to get out of bed in the morning, he literally rocks himself back to sleep.
That's adorable.
It's precious.
I practiced that all week.
Oh, that's good, dude. Your delivery was superb.
I have lots of good friends that are fat, so I'm completely offended by this whole conversation.
Oh, dude, like we're serious.
I know. I'm just kidding. What's Maddie drinking?
I'm entirely serious.
What's Maddie drinking, dude?
I don't want to call him right now. We're going to call Matt one of these days again. Yeah. What's Maddie drinking? A fun segment on the show. We call our friend Matt and find out what he's drinking on a Monday night. Oh, yeah. I'm going to guess beer.
Probably with the whiskey chaser.
Probably.
Oh, I wish I had a whiskey chaser.
Right? Yeah. Well, next time we'll bring a bottle.
So any other shows besides the two? Anything a little further
out? Yeah. We're playing
the
22nd at Tonic.
Tonic.
Of next month.
Next month.
The Canes. We're playing with the Canes that night.
Oh, cool.
If you get on the website, we have a listing of all the shows, and you can see some media, listen to a couple sample tracks, and...
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bra.
You can sext us if you want.
We love sexting.
You will accept all incoming photos of boobs.
Absolutely. We love boobs.
What about the crotch shots?
Absolutely. As long as they have some merkins.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys
rocking the merkin, send it to us.
Take a note, fans. Wear a merkin. Sext all you want.
Uh-huh. Free for the first month.
We'll send you pictures of Alan's fiery penis bush.
Mm-hmm. I do have a fiery penis bush.
So all you listeners out there who don't live in Reno, go on the internets and check them out.
So, as you heard, some
and
pretty awesome stuff.
Send back some feedback. Let us know what you think about it.
Unless it's
let
bad
the show
feedback.
Know. Let Merkin know.
We're fragile.
You know? Yeah. Unless you hate it, then shut the fuck up, Chico man.
Yeah, no constructive, destructive, deconstructive criticism. We just don't want to hear it.
Because you're selfish.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
No. We're insecure
and we're deluded.
And delusional.
arrogant and uppity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Indignant.
Yeah. All sorts of 25-cent words.
Hell yeah.
I just have one thing for the upcoming
what
week
do you
here. At Jubs, you know, who I get paid to talk about for. We've got the North Star Session, a big band from, I don't remember, but as featured
like
on NBC's hit show Parenthood.
Oh,
they got a song
one of
on
my
the
favorites,
second
Adam.
Episode of
oh,
this
Parenthood.
Past season.
I love that show.
Dude, I don't watch TV.
I love it. Haven't you seen it?
Oh, dude. It keeps me hanging on the edge of my seat.
Living in a neighborhood.
Week to week.
And living in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they're just these parents. Okay?
I think they have some.
And
they got kids.
And it's like, what the fuck?
And they're in this house, you know, and there's cameras there. And everybody's just kind of like, oh my God, look at these kids.
Uh-huh. And then somebody gets shot because it's in the hood.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I have to tune into that. I mean,
but yeah, no, they got a song on the second episode of this current season or something.
Who, we do?
They're playing at Jubs on the North Star Session.
North
playing
Star
at Jubs on Friday.
Did they do the Friends song? I love those guys.
The Barney Miller Band.
Nice.
What about you, Nick?
What I have coming up this weekend is recording here at Dogwater with Present.
Yeah.
Oh, we trapped in here with Nick.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm very excited. We're going to put out our first record, you know. We
Very
two are
cool.
A power trio. We want to play with Merkin really bad.
Put your fucking phone away.
There's no sexting during recording time.
There's no sexting
Jeremy
in podcasts.
Jeremy was just photoing his nipples and sending it off.
Unless you share it with the group.
Yeah. Did you bring enough sex for the
but I do have some,
rest of the class?
Some shows that are coming up here.
What's Nick's picks of the week?
Well, Tuesday, which is the day before this podcast come out, so it absolutely does you no good.
but you're still going to tell us anyway.
Yep. Alternative acoustic show at the Underground.
It was awesome. do you remember that part where they did that thing?
Uh-huh. Corey Cottrell played.
I love that.
And Ricky Small played. Oh, and Heart Pharmacy played. And Spike McGuire.
Spike. I was just thinking, Heart's fantastic.
Spike McGuire and Todd Ballow.
Actually, Spike McGuire is one of the baddest motherfuckers in this town. Like,
yeah.
He's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude.
And John Frederick. So there you go.
Don't know
guys.
Him.
Hope you enjoyed the show. I had a great time.
Hope you saw that, folks. Heard it was good. And then a little farther down the road, we got October 6th, Thursday, The Swamp Donkey with Dirt Communion and Karma to Burn. Off of Relapse Records, so
all great band names.
Go see that at Jubs
that
Thursday.
That should be a heavy show.
October 6th.
Dirt Communion is one of my
dirt.
No, I really enjoy them a lot because I like the antics of their singer.
How come Alan gets to be centered right in front of a tapestry that's perfectly symmetrical?
Dude, they can't see that
it's
on the radio
like
thingy.
So I'm sure
yeah,
it
you
adds
get
positive
the stupid
energy.
Egg crates, but here's the thing. You'll sound better than he does.
Yeah.
Oh, I always do.
I found this postcard at Studio on 4th when I played there. It's about indie. It's called www.indieonthemove, I-N-D-I-E, like indie rock or whatever, indieonthemove.com, and they're a database music venues and tour booking information. So
quit making fun of how we talk.
It's also
data.
A pyramid
check
scheme.
That out.
Pyramid scheme.
It could be a pyramid scheme, but check it out. Let us know what it is because it seemed like a good idea.
I'm selling Tupperware as well.
We'll pick up your guitar, friend.
I shall.
We get more live music. One last live song.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bitching.
We're going to have them play us out. We're just going to say goodbye at the end.
Okay.
So I hope you've all enjoyed listening to the show this week.
Oh, yeah. I know I did.
This is Merkin's newest song. We just finished it last week. It's called Victory Song.
And I'm not ready because I can't find my pick.
And he, yeah.
I might have one.
Oh, I know I got one.
There you go.
I think I have one in my vagina.
Yeah.
I found it. Thank you.
Is there going to be enough time
it
for
was in his
one
vagina.
More album song after this?
If we like, we can go out with that after we talk after the song.
Yeah, we'll
let's pack it full of Merkin.
Okay, yeah.
That's a Merkin.
Yeah, and all you ladies out there, we're always willing to pack you full of Merkin.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Thank you.
made of love. This eye on the prize, man won't give up. Man has God on his side. Man's all grown up, he's doing it right. The man all he wants is peace on earth and of mind. Man's on his way, man has been saved. Man's never bored, man is never afraid.
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was great.
It was a symphony of mild clipping.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I really dig you guys. I heard you guys last winter and was mesmerized at the winter ball, Merry Anarchy. And yeah, just love it.
Thank you.
And we've mentioned you guys before, like, some of the best new bands in town. Like,
yeah,
you guys and Memory Motel, I think, are two of the most unique and fun new bands in town.
Thank you.
And
yeah, we don't write the same song over and over again.
Schizopolitans are in that group,
yeah,
too.
Schizos are
good friends. Very original. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, again, another part of why we love this place and what makes Reno rock is we have all of these crazy fuckers in one place.
Yeah. All these crazy little snowflakes.
If only we could find an audience.
Yeah, that would be
broader audience.
One of these days. Yeah. That's reserved for people like Phil Collins, though, you know. Having audiences, masses. You have to dumb yourself down.
Or you'll turn into Phil Collins. Good point.
We'll just keep playing our shit for like 15 people.
You have to convince everybody that they would have to be an idiot not to like you. That's the American way.
That's why all those rock stars stare at you like,
oh, hipsters.
Well, you don't know. You don't get it.
You haven't heard of this before? Haven't you ever heard of this before?
Where have you been, see?
Everybody's heard of that before.
I Twittered about it last week.
Yeah, that's all they did. Some greatest craze. Where have you been? Sorry.
Nick's getting into character.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Maybe trying that
for a part he hasn't gotten yet. That right. He's sure to get.
I hope
sure
so.
To get.
Ding.
So, are we going to say some goodbyes and then listen to the last?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say goodbyes. I'd like to thank you guys again.
Oh, thank you.
Alon, Jeremy, and Dane from Merkin here with us in the studio.
Yeah, hail, thank
Satan.
You guys.
And I've had a great time today. I hope you have as well.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Hopefully the six people that listen to this show will also enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We got to say hi to Chewy, who's not with us.
Yes, hey, Chewy.
Hey,
we
Chewbacca.
Miss you, Chewy. Sort
if
of.
If I don't see six more hits on the website, I'm going to be angry.
That's right. So, once again, this has been an exciting episode of The Worst Little Podcast. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. For my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, and Dogwater Dick, thanks for listening, and good night. Ladies,
good night.
To fall on, to educate, and I'll smile when they dig my grave and I'm happy. The world ain't so bad. America is always consequence, and I've said the world will make no sense. Doing what I've been told, and it's been a long time since I told you so, but I'm scared. I think we should turn back. Sometimes you chop the ends off your fingers.